This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Braves just a couple of minutes away from the first pitch of Game 1 today. They've got a doubleheader against the Phillies, as yesterday was rained out, so we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Big story of the day just a few minutes away as well. One half of the NBA Finals is set. The Oklahoma City Thunder take down the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in Game 5. That game was over almost before it started. Thunder, pretty damn good. We'll talk to Alex Urban in 20 minutes. He's the executive director of the Tour Championship. We always talk to him at the media event out there, and then when we broadcast from the Tour Championship as well. If you didn't see it, Tour Championship changed their scoring system.
Like it better?
And I'll be honest with you, it's basically what we were saying they should have been doing for years.
Yes.
So they listened. So we'll talk to Alex about the score changes and some Tour Championship-related stuff in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Did you know that Chucky died?
Chucky? The Atkins?
No, the
The doll?
Yeah, the killer. The guy who played him.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah, John Gruden? Yeah.
Ed Gale.
Okay.
He's 61 years old.
I didn't know there was a guy that played
him. I had no clue myself.
Well, I suppose someone had to do the voice.
Yes.
So he was the voice of Chucky.
Yes.
And he died at what age?
61.
Huh.
Yes.
So he was pretty young when those movies came out.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I was like, oh, okay. I was so confused because I was like, was he in the costume?
I don't think so.
Dude, I was so. When
they maybe, said, though. I don't know.
Because when they said he died, I was like, hold on.
Like, how does a doll die?
How does a doll die?
I thought also, he's a voice actor.
Huh?
He was Chucky's the voice actor.
Yeah, he's a voice actor, but they need to say the voice of. They're just saying Chucky.
Chucky died.
He, he physically played the doll.
Oh, he actually was.
Yeah, he physically played the doll.
So he had the mask.
So he's a little fella.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a little person.
Okay.
But then when you said voice, I was like, hold on. So the actual guy that was in the whole costume, Giddyup, died.
I didn't know that there was someone in there. I thought it was like a, I don't know, computer doll. I don't know what it was. I didn't realize that.
I kind of did too.
Yeah, I didn't know. Wow.
I kind of did too.
So that sucks. I always hate to find out about somebody when they die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always feel bad like if there's a rapper that dies and then I go listen to their music and I'm like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
R.I.P. You know, it sucks to find out like that. At least we've seen the movies.
But, oh.
So we saw his work.
One of my favorite movies. Abe said he played Howard the Duck. I love Howard the Duck.
He was Chucky and Howard the Duck?
What a life.
That's crazy.
Icon.
He doesn't voice Chucky, though. While he physically played Chucky, okay, someone else voiced him.
Okay, anything else? Any other IMDb gems for this guy?
I love Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was he in Willow or anything?
No, Willow. The guy who was Willow was Willow.
He played the dinosaur Tasha in Land of the Lost TV series.
Okay.
He was in some other stuff.
Tasha,
yeah.
Tasha. Which one was that one?
I remember the Land of the Lost cartoon, the movie, but I don't remember the
because I know series. I know Bo me and Bo about to say you remember the show Dinosaurs.
I do remember
not
dinosaurs.
The mama, not the mama. Okay, yeah, yeah. Is that the one you talking about? He played the baby.
He played Dink in Spaceballs, if anyone remembers.
Get out of here!
Wow, this guy's got a story.
I love
played
Dink.
Played
I
the
love,
mole.
I love Spaceball, first of all.
The mole in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Okay.
Okay.
Less familiar with that one, but
he's an all around actor, man.
R.I.P. What was his name?
Ben Gale.
Ed Gale.
R.I.P. to Ed Gale.
Yeah. Big story, but the Braves are wearing red today, so you don't adjust your TVs or anything.
It's not Friday night.
It's not Friday night.
And they are not at home.
Yes.
They are wearing the home reds on a Thursday
in
afternoon on the road.
Maybe somebody packed the wrong uniforms.
Maybe.
Speaking of packing or forgetting to pack, did you see what happened to Coco Gauff?
Uh-uh.
What happened?
She forgot her rackets.
Where?
On the court.
Oh. She forgot to bring them out?
Forgot to put the... So I guess normally her coach puts rackets in the bag and they did something different.
I see.
Oh. She came out to the court like for a match to warm
wow.
up. Opens the bag.
No racket.
Nothing.
The most important thing you need.
That's got to be an empty feeling,
dude,
man.
What are you talking? Like the most important thing you need?
Hopefully they were just like in the locker room or were they
back
at the
hotel?
They
were
right there. Okay.
Right. But still.
Did she win?
Yeah, she's still alive.
There you go. Good.
There it is.
Roland Garros.
Yeah.
That seems like a tough playing on clay. It seems like a tough
one. Oh, man, yeah. Just,
plus, you'd get all dirty.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have multiple shoes.
I think physically it's nicer than hard court.
Better on your knees.
Yeah, the laundry aspect alone.
Yeah, just a lot of dust. A lot of, you know.
But they probably don't wear the same shoes but once.
No, you probably, that's true.
Yeah, same shoes, same tennis outfit.
That's true. Time. Nike probably provides a lot of options for that. Plus, you know, probably good detergents and stuff, too, if you need to get any stains out.
Oh, yeah. Tide does wonders.
Tide Pods.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we're covered. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow. Bow.
Down the lane, floats a runner, counts it, it goes! Gilgeous Alexander weaving through a minefield of Minnesota defenders. It didn't matter. He gets to the stripe for the fourth time in Game 5. 33 points in 33 minutes.
Yeah, that was over by then.
Yeah, man. But
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was dynamic in the series. 34 again last night. They needed about... I don't know, 8 of them. They won 124-94, and it wasn't as close as
that.
They beat them by 30. That game was over by the end of the first quarter. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go coming out of that series. Let's go positive and forward-looking first. The Oklahoma City Thunder played incredible basketball because they're an incredible basketball team.
Yes.
And I think we're, I don't know how many days, however many days it takes to win 5 or 6 games away from them being the next NBA champions.
Yeah, I don't see anything or any one of the teams out of the East beating this team.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the way
Neither
this team defends, man. They defend, and Shai Gilgeous is he's a juggernaut, man. But they have – when their guys outside of him, when J-Dub, when Chet, and all those other dudes are clicking, because the defense is going to be there a lot of times. Yep. A lot of times the defense is going to be there. But when they're playing like that offensively, to go with their defense, I mean, they're just a hard team to beat. And they would just overwhelm Minnesota. And once Minnesota started missing all those shots, and you're like, okay. Because every time they would miss, it would seem like it was a transition point for the damn Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so yeah, you're like, you're demoralized. And now it's 26-9. With a minute left in the first quarter.
They scored 9 points in the first quarter, man. Like, that's there was one earlier in the playoffs.
Like,
I think
what the hell is going on?
In the Nuggets-Clippers series, one of their games, the first quarter score was something like that, too. Like, maybe it was 8 or it was 11. I don't know what it was. But
y'all got 9 damn points.
Yeah, cause we're good, right? We don't have to do the other 3 quarters. No, we do? All right, fine.
Yeah, we're good. We can go ahead and get our head beat in like that. But, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, I mean, the Thunder just overwhelmed them.
You don't say that very often about an NBA matchup.
Yeah.
Like an NBA team getting overwhelmed by the defense of another team.
Yeah.
But they did.
They did. They got them. They got them. And they're moving on. Game six, no, five tonight between the Knicks and the Pacers. Pacers just need to go on and put them away. They're going to put them away. They're a better basketball team than they are. The Garden ain't no vibe or nothing like that. It's just look at me type place right now. And they got the Knicks on their heels. And now Tibbs and, you know, all the – they still don't – he still has not figured out this Carl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson type dynamic when they're both on the floor together.
Yeah.
Just haven't.
Yeah, and well, I just don't think there is any figuring it out.
No.
Like, they're so vulnerable defensively when they're both out there, but they're so bad offensively
– when they're not.
When they're not both out there. So it's a tough spot, especially when you only go six deep. So, I mean, that's why, you know, dating back to the beginning of the playoffs, you just don't really buy the way that that team was constructed.
Right.
I think this is probably the ceiling of what they were going to get as far as the run goes. And you know, the Eastern Conference Finals is a nice run. I think it validates some of the moves that they've made. They've got to find a way to get a little bit deeper. The Minnesota Timberwolves, now with back-to-back Western Conference Finals exits, they retooled a little bit after last year, obviously, with the Karl Anthony Towns trade. Now they've got a big question about what to do with Julius Randle.
They got to find a way to move Rudy Gobert, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
How come?
I just don't like him.
Like, I don't like him either.
I'm not going to – because he was money against the Lakers and everything like that, but – Yeah,
he's not valuable in a series like that against a team like the Thunder. Yeah. But then against other teams and other – like if they had played the Nuggets, he would have been really valuable.
Sure, because – I mean, he's a big guy. But the previous
I don't know.
Carl Anthony Towns was playing him.
He was.
Yeah.
And Rudy was getting – fouls.
Yeah.
He was fouling him a little bit, getting bullied by him. I don't know. It's a weird thing where, and I think the Thunder probably are just the best of the group in the Western Conference right now.
Right.
But it's a weird thing how the Western Conference just feels like it's so matchup driven right now. Like the Nuggets are a much more difficult matchup for the Thunder than the Timberwolves are. They gave them seven, but I think the Timberwolves are better than the Nuggets. I think because they beat them last year. I think they would have beat them again this year.
But like you said, matchups. Like Denver has him.
Yeah.
Big body.
Yeah.
And it's hard to match up with him. Now, the last game when they started putting, you know, put Caruso on him and just letting him lean in his back, which, you know, we talk about letting him play. A lot of that was damn fouls.
It was.
Yes.
it was a good option that the Thunder used, but yeah, there was some off the ball fouling that was happening there. But yeah, they've got to find a way to tinker with that roster a little bit. And to me, that's what it is. Like, I don't think it's wholesale anything. You've got to find another guy that can take some of the ball handling pressure in crunch time off of Anthony Edwards so Anthony Edwards can be off the ball and still be effective when a defense is doing what they were doing in that series. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
Like, they have the hardest thing to find in the NBA, which is a superstar. Now they have to find the second hardest thing in the NBA, which is a true number two.
Compliments.
Yeah.
A complimentary player.
That's what it is.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, there's some pretty clear moves that they have to make and then some harder decisions that they have to make as well.
You think Kevin Durant would go good there?
I think Kevin Durant would go good there, but I don't think he solves their problem.
Okay.
Like, say Kevin Durant's on their team right now. How different does that series go? I was thinking about that this morning.
It might be different, Andy.
It might be a little different.
Yeah, because you got your own bucket getter.
Yeah.
Perimeter bucket getter.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I just still think, like, so what? Six games?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's their biggest issue because I thought they played pretty good in game four.
They
scored 126 points.
They did.
They just, in crunch time, Anthony Edwards wasn't good enough, and they didn't have that other guy to come. And maybe KD would have been that guy in that situation. Yeah. I just think you need to find another ball handler.
Did you have an issue?
You can't have Mike Conley in your starting lineup again next year.
Did we have an issue with that? We don't have this issue. Anthony Edwards basically saying, like, no, he don't feel bad. He's not hurt or anything.
Oh, I don't. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
This don't hurt.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm 23 years old.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. I thought what he said after the game four loss was fine. I like that he talked because he hadn't been talking after losses, so it was nice to hear some of what he had to say, but I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Okay.
I don't get too.
Let's be together on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get too bogged down on what guys say after games.
Get rid of.
But he's right, though. I mean, he's 23. This is kind of what the trajectory is.
Yeah, it is.
The great players have to find ways to get over that next level.
Yeah, and it is one of those things where, you know, he has the time.
He's 23.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at the trajectory of these kind of players when they usually win titles.
Yeah, superstar guys kind of do this. They get there early,
right,
and then they find out how hard it is to get over the top, and then they spend the offseason getting better, and then they try again, and then they probably don't get there next time.
Yep.
And then they spend the next offseason getting better. And then 26, 27, then you kind of get over the top.
Yep, or you ask out.
Yeah, or you ask to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Traded to go play with Golden State or something like that. Or whatever. Who knows? I don't know what he's going to do, but yeah, I'm not mad at him. Alex Urban is going to join us next. He's the executive director of the Tour Championship. They made a change to the scoring system, one that many of us had been asking for a while. So we'll talk about that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.